Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, hello, how are you? Tutorial around the world. Whoever is listening, thank you. This is my daily podcast. I will be doing this for a while. It will be a daily podcast for a while. You know, I've been gone for the most part for the last 3 or 4 months. I've been gone in October, November, December. I think I did little podcasts recently because I released another album, The Dove Knight Matter Part 2. It's out now on Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer. I hope you can at least keep an open mind and enjoy. Important point of podcasting for me is to express thyself and to express myself honestly and accurately about how I feel. I hope everybody liked my little video I did. I spoke to people on Twitter. It's kind of unusual. You know, it's an artistic video. You can see my eyes glow in the dark. But that's how it is. It's just part of my artistry. In the future, you will see future videos where it will be no special effects. You'll see my face. And you saw my face in the video, I Really Want to Get to Know You, the Vivo video, the official video, which was fun to do. That was done behind closed doors in my house. So I hope you like it. It was so simple, but I wanted to keep it simple. But I hope you like the song. It was released last year.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation.
Now.
Also, the situation as it is, it was an indication for me of the trials and tribulations of my own life. When I first came to L.A. with that dream to be in Hollywood, and I was, you know, the trials and tribulations of living on the streets and living in a cardboard box and not getting anywhere, you know, people not taking me seriously for my music, and including now as I got older and more educated because I went to college and became more a better person, at least intellectually, and understand things a little bit better, more clearer. I still get the naysayers who come around and say that I'm not going to make it, or people to ignore me or ignore my music, don't take me seriously, and or say, you know, things that are on the darker nature, or say things that I sign my songs away, or to tell him lies to people, etc. All that is negative, and negativity is not part of my repertoire. It's positivity. It's being good and kind, and that's what the song is about, is overcoming negativity. Because we need to be positive to live on this planet. Because, you know, I realize strongly more so than ever that I only have one life to live. This may be the only life I have on this planet to at least try to do something, then that's it. So I better do the best I can. So no matter what happens and whatever else is going on, I'm going to try to love myself and appreciate what I have. And what I have is the ability to sing and write and make music. And what I have is ambition. And I really enjoy creating music. I've been doing it for so many years. I've been doing it because I really enjoy it. But also, it was a dream to make it as a profession. And it now is as a professional recording artist, or indie artist, with the dream to continue to prosper in the field of entertainment by, you know, making music, not only singing and songwriting, but also other forms of entertainment, such as podcasting, as I'm doing now, because the ability or given the chance to communicate is surely a blessing, because the truth is, you know, I'm lucky to be able to do these podcasts, because in the sense that perhaps other people in some other place may not have that chance. And that's unfortunate, because we all should have or be given a chance or the opportunity to communicate. And communications involve all kinds of different aspects of interacting. And for me, entertainment is the way I can interact through my creativity and through talking about what's going on with me in the world and about my art and music as an artist and intellectual. So thank you very much for listening, because as I believe, one day at a time, we understand more about each other and ourselves. And for me, that's very important. And that's the understanding that I have with my music. The tragedy when it's not what I am is overcoming obstacles and being a better person, because I was born to be a winner. And yes, life is about learning, and it's also about growing. It sure is, because as an artist, I learned growing is a good thing. And the aspect of being unique is certainly a good learning tool to understanding thyself, because it enhances, not inhibit.
My name emerged as a company. is unique. And when I play these songs, if you like any of these songs, it's on the Dove Night Matter Part 2, the hits. Yes, it's out. It's out on iTunes, Deezer, and it's out on Spotify. And also, you can have the singles. You like any of these singles that I just play? It's available for you on Spotify, Deezer, all over the internet, where you can find it, K-Box, et cetera, iTunes. You're going to love it, because pop and rock and dance really go hand in hand with my artistry. And all I can say is, let's just keep an open mind. In relation to the song Unique, it was just inspired by, again, going for that dream to make it in Hollywood. You can listen to the lyrics that I've written. I had a hard time trying to make it in Hollywood. And I sure did. Many years, countless rejections, being told I was didn't have talent, too old, too fat, too not well enough, etc. All that negativity, and I don't believe that. You know, I can't believe that, because that's what haters do. That's cruel. I believe in positivity, that I can do it. And I did. I released it to the public. And it's just about being good and being positive and telling it like it is. And being unique is a gift. Without the uniqueness, we wouldn't have all the forms of inventions in the world. We wouldn't have all the forms of inventions in music, etc. So with me, it's good. Any shape, size, old, age, whatever, if you believe, it can happen. And that's what I believe, no matter what happens. And I always tell the truth, and I try to be careful. As an artiste and an intellectual, I say thank you for listening to this podcast. And I'm going to continue to talk about what the songs mean, because that's what it's all about. I released it. And also, the Dove Night Matter Part 2 is out for you at Spotify, Deezer. So if you keep an open mind, you won't be surprised. So that's what it is. And here's the one that I surely enjoy. You know, every song that you heard on this podcast, and I'm going to repeat it again in the next podcast, if I desire to make another podcast on this, which I will, it's gonna you know, emphasize the songwriting, because I was involved in the songwriting, not just singing it. And it was such a joy to do. Here it is. That is why. Another person, the lyrics and the music go hand in hand, because that's the universal way of saying that songwriting and pop, rock, country, rhythm, blues, etc. When you hear a singer sing the lyrics and you hear the music, that's the songwriting. I was involved in that. It's such a joy to do it. I hope you consider listening or like it. Perhaps, you know, keep an open mind to buy it if you prefer. It's cheap. It's on Deezer, iTunes, Spotify. And last thing I want to say is, everything I say is true, just plain honest and plain respectful to you. And I want to thank you for listening, whoever's listening, and a reminder that may all your wishes or whatever you feel or want to happen that you feel good about, may it all come true to you. Like, I hope good things and positivity come true to me, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all, or whatever religion you believe in, or whatever you don't, or whatever that value in any form of spirituality that you consider up your alley, may it be a blessing to you. Good day, good night from Dove.